Alleluia! Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. There were a few women who faithfully followed Jesus. They were at the crucifixion, watching from a distance. Now they come to the tomb. They wonder as they come, what about the stone? And when they see the tomb is open, he is no longer there, and they run to tell others, the tomb is empty. In the first lesson for this Easter Sunday, we read in Acts the 10th chapter, verses 34 through 43. The central message of the gospel of the Christian church. Peter is speaking, and what his proclamation is, it is simply this: Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He is your Lord and mine. He is Lord of all because after his going around through Galilee doing good, he was crucified, but Christ was raised by God. So this becomes our message. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and all who believe in him receive forgiveness of sins, life and salvation through his name. It is important for us in the church to keep the main thing the main thing. And as a church, we can go off in many directions, and pretty soon the main thing is lost in the confusion of all the different things that we're involved in. The main thing is no longer the main thing. Oh, all these other things are important. But so often they become the reasons to, yes, to judge other people, to put up fences, to keep others out, while the main thing is always Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. It is the thing that opens doors and invites people to celebrate this resurrection. He has become the very likeness of God. He is Lord of all, the perfect Son of God. And our proclamation, like the proclamation of old, is, the tomb is empty. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He has risen indeed.